We skipped lyrics last time. We should give them a quick glance just to be a bit more complete here. Also, I haven't talked much lyrics with you, I don't think. Have we?
We have not.
Not even in the long chat log, we haven't talked much lyrics, right?
No, I don't think so. I almost said that I'm not the big lyrics guy, although it can absolutely enhance something good.
Right.
And I mean, all of my favorite songs in whatever band, I always care for the lyrics. It's a part of it.
Right.
There's no separation. Like, I only care about the music and not about the lyrics. Although, I care more about drums and guitars, probably.
Mm-hmm. This happens a lot when I talk to you in private as well. And I don't like the sound of it, but it's just the truth. And it's like, I was the same your age.
Yeah,
I don't like saying that. I don't like saying that, but I was the same your age. I didn't care about lyrics at all until I was like 31, I think.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like equal to the music at this point, which I never would have expected because I didn't care.
Strong melodies.
Singing even, I didn't like in the early days, except for Ozzy, I always liked. But Bruce Dickinson, first time I heard him, was like, this is an annoying voice.
Oh!
Yeah, I was annoyed by it.
I love singing.
But I love singing now, and Bruce.
And I listen more and more to the vocals, especially in old heavy metal. But it's like I don't hear lyrics really, and especially
of course, singing and lyrics, two different things. Yeah, two different things. At first, I got into singing. I had to, right? Bands have singers.
Yeah.
But lyrics came way later. I didn't really care, but it was always like important that the vocals sounded good, right?
Oh, but I will say, when I've written lyrics to my band, it's been really fun, especially when I think. When I nail it, let's say.
Mm. Which songs have you got writing credits on musically or lyrically?
On the album, only Tomb of the Desecrated.
Ah, the nod to Buffalo's Cannibal Corpse.
Of course.
Not from Florida, they're from Buffalo. They're very important.
And some old songs that perhaps aren't as good anymore. But one song that I absolutely love is the song Cosmic Reflection, which...
Was that a single release?
It was a single, not part of the album. We recorded it after the album, but released it a few months before the album. Just because we hadn't released anything for a while.
I'm doing that with Astral Guard now, because we have released a single in the summer, and I figured like, oh shit, I can't have the album ready in time. It will be like we're gone. So I actually recorded Emil laid down drums yesterday.
Oh, fun. So it won't be on the
album. I'll send it to you after. I said, no, it's a single. It doesn't even fit on the album. It's a different style.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
A bit different. And a B-side as well, a cover of Imperiet.
Oh, cool. It's which song?
A bit of a move, but very what rearranged. Vargen.
Vargen.
It's very heavy metal. Kind of Manowar Roger Pontare territory, you know?
Of course.
Så ge mig styrkan.
I really like Coca-Cola Cowboys. Speaking of lyrics,
that's the best song by them. And Du ska vara president is a
good too.
We covered that because Emil loves that band, so he's gonna do lead vocals on it too. I'll do the backing.
Great band.
And we rearranged it a ton.
But Cosmic Reflection is a song that I wrote the lyrics for, and I wrote most of the music too, but I really like the lyrics on that one.
Can you guess which death metal reference I immediately get when I have the title Cosmic... what was it?
Reflection.
There's one guy in particular that I immediately go to when I hear that title, in the death metal main canon.
Chuck Schuldiner.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
it's very, very death.
It's, I remember when I titled the song, Ernst said, it sounds like a yoga studio. Like a cosmic reflection.
Yeah, well, that's where you find Chuck Schuldiner and Paul Masvidal in the yoga studio. Definitely Paul Masvidal.
Yeah, and that's what I went for, too.
Yeah, cool.
It doesn't sound that aggressive, but it's like, yeah, it is what it is. It's cool.
That's nice.
Spacey song.
We'll analyze those lyrics at some point, too, I guess. But Reckoning Day.
Yeah, let's go.
We're not gonna super deep here, but we'll touch on them and disintegrators to complete it a bit. In the beginning, it sounds kind of bedroomy. I like the way that I make you itch, and all the reasons I give you to bitch. To bitch as a verb, the verb of bitching. Yeah,
toxic relationship of some sort.
And how I make you want to scream in pain. Okay. I feel your life is just losing game. So it's kind of, you know, I can't say I like the words, but it does give some type of drama to it.
It sounds like he's broken up with his girlfriend, but they're living together or something.
I like the way you let me in, sexual innuendo, the way you look when the walls cave in, screaming sexual pain, innuendo. Maybe. Yeah, I like the way that your stomach nuts and how you cry for it all to stop. Okay, this is getting very dark here. I don't think he's a rapey guy. I don't think he's a rapey guy, but he likes to... In this context, it seems like he wants to project a destructive relationship, it seems, right?
Yep, seems that to me too.
I like the way that you fool yourself. That's a good line. I like that line. And make believe there's nobody else. Yeah. I like the way that you stand in line and make reservation for empty skies. Okay,
so this chunk of four lines is the best so far, I think.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. It's kind of, it has some depth to it.
Yeah.
Here come the reckoning day. So that kind of, you know, I guess that's a transport from this destructive relationship into the big title.
Yeah, to the big theme.
Maybe breakup. You know, Tornado of Souls is a breakup song too, I think.
It is.
It's time I made that call. That I want to end it all. So it's a topic he goes into almost as often as Taylor Swift.
I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Not as often, but almost. Interestingly enough, because it's not a very metal topic, is it? I would never write a metal song about a breakup unless I would disguise it in a metaphors.
I mean, he does it very well. Also, I don't think it's a sexual relationship. It's probably towards Lars and the James.
Yeah, again, could be, right? Could be, now that you say it. And
it's not impossible, at least.
I like the way you stay on attack. Also a cool line.
Yeah.
Always ready to fight, right? Always ready to bring an argument out.
Yeah.
Wanting to fight, perhaps. That's what I hear, like, from my life when I read. I like the way you stay on attack. Like, some relationships are just all about fights.
Yeah, and
I'm not good at it.
It's more about the fight rather than the substance.
Yeah, exactly.
Which tells you a lot. And it's sad.
It does tell you a lot.
It does.
And obviously, like, in between the lines, there could be some makeup sex happening there as well, which is...
That's very common.
It's a consolation when it happened to me, but I was never happy about the way. Like, I would rather just not.
Yeah, but apparently that's very common.
It seems to be very common, yes.
Yeah. I have a friend who recently just broke up with a long-time girlfriend, and they had the breakup sex, and he said it was a very bad idea.
I wonder if Dave did that.
Probably.
Yes, probably.
I don't know if you know this, but he hasn't always been a Christian.
Hasn't always been a Christian, and I don't know if you know this, but wanking off on a webcam is not that bad compared to what probably went on daily.
Oh, you mean on tour? Yeah, of course.
I would guess.
Of course. Don't want to be the 11,085th person to say that he's done bad things, but judging Dave Ellefson that hard is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I don't miss him in the band, though. I think Jeff has been doing great, so...
He's been
I thought I would miss him more, but I don't really.
But I actually miss Dave Ellefson. I think his MIDI bass sound is clunky. MIDI bass sound is a big part of the sound, which I don't think
it is.
People give him credit for. I think he's my favorite bass player from the Big Four.
Okay, cool. Mine too, I have to say, off the top of my head, because Metallica's bassists are all kind of overrated as bassists.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
Though Cliff Burton was a very cool person and a very interesting person, interesting musical mind, and he wrote good stuff, I think, cool riffs and stuff, but as a bass player, not that particularly exciting.
Not bad, but I don't get why he is, I mean, he's dead, but...
Yeah, well, you do get it. We
I don't live get here why where he passed, like, so... He is on par with Geddy Lee or Steve Harris. But that's just me.
It's because of the martyrship. It's a martyrship, you know, Ljungby.
Yeah, and that's exactly. That's
Ljungby 86.
And that's fine.
Why.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of his personality first and foremost. His dad too, Ray Burton, very cool. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I could join the ranks with the praising him like a sort of fallen hero, but not really because of the bass playing, I have to say.
No, same here.
I prefer Ellefson's.
Rock the Rickenbacker.
And Tom Araya, we mentioned, he can't even play, really.
No, he's bad.
Love the dude. He's awesome, but he can't play.
But I think he's
Frank Bello is
singer.
Good, though. Frank Bello, I think, is good, isn't he?
Frank Bello is very good. He's got a very good
He could be the best
too.
In the Big Four. He could be
Probably
better
the
than
Ellefson. But I don't like Anthrax that much.
No, me neither, but I got a big thing coming. I got something cooking for you on Anthrax. I really do.
Are you ready, or are you saying?
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah,
okay,
we're gonna. Exactly. Yeah, I'll say it now. We're gonna do a Maiden A to C like we did on Kiss, but with Anthrax. So
oh, right.
A band that I don't. I'm not even particularly familiar with is Anthrax, and Henrik, who's been on a lot, Henrik Johansson is a big fan, and
of Anthrax.
So is Greg of Anthrax.
Okay.
So we'll talk Anthrax. It'd be interesting. Big things cooking.
They got some good songs. If I were to be the toxic one in this conversation, I have to say that Anthrax has definitely benefited off the Big Four thing. They ride a lot on that.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense, yeah.
I mean, they probably got 4 hits, maybe.
Indians?
Yeah, really good song, but... And Madhouse, but I don't get why they are like... Okay, they were early with thrash metal and have sold a bunch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think Testament has sold more. No, I'm not going to dare say that. But I think Testament is much better.
I'll try and figure that out before we do the episode and compare it to Testament and Exodus. See who's like... Because Exodus did...
They're smaller better, than right? Testament.
Exodus are smaller than Testament. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. I was never that into Testament.
Testament is a really good band. And they're very big on Spotify, too.
In the early 2000s, I listened to them. Like Over the Wall and also actually Low.
Low is pretty good.
I listened to Low quite a bit back then. I have it on CD. Hello, you can go!
Low!
He's a great inspiration for me vocally because he's doing like... It's in between James Hetfield and Devin Townsend screaming.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you can do any Hetfield thing with his voice, and it's more just more extreme, a little bit more vulgar, like "Win the passion play, bundling away."
And he's doing some growls on later records as well. Very cool.
Good growls. Yeah.
Do you know who plays lead on Low?
I don't.
James Murphy.
James Murphy. That's cool.
Yeah.
He was in Death, right?
Was in Death on Spiritual Healing, I think, and Obituary.
Oh, right, yeah.
For Cause of Death.
Going to the last bit of the lyrics here. Let's see if there's a twist. I don't think this is a song that would typically twist, though. It feels like it has one direction.
No, it feels straightforward. I think he's always been in conflict with himself because every time he tried getting revenge, he probably felt worse. I think.
And it does. Don't try revenge at home. It's not good.
No, revenge is a really bad idea. It's not like it even feels good at the moment either. It's just... not a solution at all.
And don't hold any grudges. It takes a lot of your energy. It really does.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the impulse is not the problem either. Like, you shouldn't condone the impulse and think you're a bad person, but like repressing emotions is not the way to go either. I think this is very difficult, at least for me. I feel like getting revenge, but I know that I will feel even worse after.
Yeah, I think it comes quite naturally to us because as a kid I was way vindictive, and now I can't even remember being so. Really, I can't recall a day when I was. I just remember having been when I was a kid, and I think it lasted a while up actually. But today I'm pretty good at staying stoic when it comes to that stuff, and it does pass, and it feels way better. And I think the song is a little bit about that. I think so, because it's not really a fuck you song.
No, I wouldn't say that either. Here comes reckoning day. Consent and allow all emotions, even the uncomfortable and horrid ones. that's what I tried to convey in the song Cosmic Reflection.
The title would suggest it's also kind of a, that's a bit LSD, that cosmic reflection. So it's almost like that connecting rhizome to everything in there, not only all of your emotions, but all emotions.
Yes. The inner world is the real world, and the outer world is just a mere reflection. What the Egyptians found out. And it comes to colossal cosmic woe.
When all the billionaires started going into space,
yeah,
or wanting to, I was ranting about why do you need to? You can travel very far inwards.
Yes.
So I'm a fan of that too.
Yes.
Good on the Egyptians.
Once you travel inwards, the outer world also becomes richer.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can't separate it. It's two different dimensions, but also the same.
Cosmic Reflection. Good title for this type of topic.
I think so.
So I thought we'd look quickly at disintegrators as well, because we did that last time. It's just to complete things. I have no clue what they're about. We talked a lot about the music. We didn't even touch the lyrics. I instantly love the first line.
Slaves arrive. Okay, that's awesome. On the black horse of steel.
On the black horse. Yeah,
it's like, so Manowar. On the black horse of steel.
This also, you know what I think of instantly? Out of the winter came a war horse of steel.
Ah. I thought you were going to say... The horsemen are drawing nearer.
That's also, yeah, true. Yeah, that was an improvement over Dave's lyrics for sure. And of course, Slayer. We talked about Slayer before, so to see the Slayers arrive, it's nice and
Mama.
On topic. Yeah, very nice starting line. Very metal. Probably doesn't mean that much.
No, but it's metal. I like these kind of lyrics that sound metal.
Now it's Manowar. Trouble is coming. Hell on two wheels.
Hell on two wheels!
Yeah, exactly. Hide in the shadow, awaiting defeat. That's a more interesting line. Mm-hmm. A little bit harder to... What does that mean? Like, awaiting defeat.
Oh,
you know you're
going
to lose.
Or live by the sword.
Live by the sword. Or live by the sword. Okay. So like a call to...
Exactly.
He's asking of you to have some backbone there. Asking for you to have backbone. Like, don't hide in the shadows and wait for losing. Just get out there and swing your axe.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good message.
That's quite good.
Here comes, we say retribution, we say vengeance is bliss, we say revolution. So he's on to retribution, he's on to revenge here as well.
Yep.
We say revolution with a cast iron fist.
It's really wrestling with this, I think. He's done so his whole life.
It must be.
Once again, you could say like, oh, this is pathetic, but like, he can't get over this, what do you say, not threshold, but he can't get over this. It's really sad.
No.
I genuinely... Yeah, and I really think
40
so.
Years. Oh, 40 okay, years, it, man. 4 decades.
Yeah, maybe it is pathetic. I don't know, but it's... Like, he must be so anguished. That's the word I look for.
And the disintegrators, I feel like it could be some kind of, you know... He used to have this anarchist thing going. He was wearing anarchist shirts and he was singing. He was covering the song.
Yeah.
I feel like this song could be him saying, like, fighting oppression by violence. It's a bit weird.
It's his revolution, I suppose.
Burn it to the ground, the disintegrators. Actually, these lyrics are pretty good, I would say. Nice and short paragraphs and a pretty clear message without being on the nose.
Optimized lyrics. It's pretty good.
That was all of them, actually. A fiery invader is also a cool line, though. That's
cool.
Just a cool line.
My favorite is...
Fiery invader!
The first two, slaves arrived on the black horse of steel. And
That's good.
Or live by the sword!
Choose to be free.
Yeah.
And you agreed with me that there was bluegrass in there. The slaves arrived on the black horse of steel. Trouble is coming, hell on two wheels. I am the shadows of
coming down the road.
Total Space.
So far, so far.